Hello.
Hi, Coach.
Hello. How are you all?
Good. How are you?
We're doing okay.
Good.
So, obviously, anybody can look at the standings and look at the results over the last several weeks and see that your team is starting to get it together. Is there a common thread that you guys have had? Is it just being more consistent? What do you attribute this run to?
Well, our defense is playing better here the last few weeks than they had earlier, and we're getting a few more turnovers, which is, you know, always a part of the process to be able to win games. I feel like that our guys have just created some confidence in themselves over the last few weeks that have allowed them to play a little bit better.
You guys have suffered some pretty difficult losses, those overtime defeats. How have you seen your team bounce back with their character tested as it has been?
Well, we've got a group of men that have very strong character. I did not see them waver a lick through those. Everybody was disappointed. Everybody was hurt. But if you're not hurt when you lose, you better get out of the business, because it does hurt when you lose. But they came back with a resolve to try to go out and find out why we lost and rectify that problem and go find a way to win. And so it's been a lot of fun to coach this group of men because of their character.
What have you seen from the Patriots? Obviously, they've won six straight games. What have you seen from them offensively and defensively to this point?
Well, I haven't seen anybody slow them down offensively. They're like a machine out there. It's been quite a show, and it didn't matter what the weather was. They just keep going. Defensively, they're making a lot of things happen. They're getting turnovers. They're creating turnovers. They're not getting them. They're creating turnovers. They're playing, you know, extremely solid. They've given up some big plays. That's probably what's hurt them. But they're really playing solid defensively.
Tell us something that an outsider, you know, like us, might not know about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Golly. He's a great dad. Oh, you mean about football?
About football, or about, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, character before. That how have you seen him kind of step to the fore and emerge as a leader on this team?
Well, he has unusual toughness, mentally and physically, for the quarterback position. He is really a strong man, and he leads because he's smart, but he leads by example in the way he plays the game and how tough he plays. I mean, he goes and makes a block in, I don't even know which game it was, but he goes and turns a guy upside down blocking for a run. So, I mean, those little things like that go a long way in telling your team, hey, I'm here not just to stand in the pocket and throw the football around. I'm here to help us win whichever way I can.
Steve Johnson had a well-publicized incident where he had the drop against the Steelers and then everything that kind of came after that. How have you seen him bounce back from that difficult time?
You know, he's handled it pretty well. He had a drop the next week, and then he started the last couple of weeks. He started to get back to the old Stevie, and it was not easy on him. I mean, like I said earlier, if you care, then it hurts, and it hurt him badly to drop a pass like that. But hey, that's part of the game. It's like the pitcher that gives up the home run ball in the bottom of the ninth. Nobody wants to go through that, but you walk back up on the mound the next time, and here we go. That's what he had to do. He had to just get back out there and go play, and because he's a very, very good receiver, and is going to be, I think, for quite a few years. But he's got to, you know, handle the highs and the lows. You got to handle both of them very well.
Gerard Mayo said today that paying attention to Fred Jackson and slowing him is going to be priority number one for the Patriots defense. How is he beyond the numbers? What kind of how does he help your offense keep going?
Well, he's a very good pass receiver. He's a very good blocker. He's a good leader for us. He has all those intangibles that you look for in a really good back. And so he's going to get the tough yards for you. He can make a big play. So he's just one of those guys that every good football team, you know, needs or wants one of those.
Coach, what did you think about seeing Vince Wilfork on the field last week for 75 snaps?
Yeah, I don't know when he's done that last, but you know, that was impressive that he was out there and he was getting after it now the whole time. He's probably after looking at that, I would say his stamina is underrated.
How is he as a pass rusher?
He's a force, as you could well imagine. He's got better quickness than people give him credit for, and but he's so strong he can run right through you if you don't really muscle up.
Will you be drawing up any special teams plays to avoid Dan Connolly?
I got asked that here too. Were we going to kick away from him? And so. I think that's a good story, but I don't know when's the last time that happened. Probably not ever. Mm-hmm. And you know, we probably won't. I hope we don't kick it to him, to be honest with you.
Just one more question here, Coach. What are the Patriots doing right in their 2-minute defense?
Well, what happens is. Their 2-minute defense is with the lead, and so when they get in the with the lead, the other team starts to press. And I mean, they've got a good scheme; they do a good job of rushing the passer. They keep everything in front of them, which is what you have to do. But at the same time, the other team they've got so many points, and they keep doing a great job of scoring points. That the other team is always pressing and pressing and pressing. And when you do that, you're going to make a mistake at some point.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, see you. Bye.